Ukuninga ikayu yang gurau si.
Amin di Eskimo.
Ah, kebre Eskimo tin penyerat.
Iya.
Eh.
Iya.
Kepa kalod, kep record kalod aku seglan sama ikayu tu na ya.
Dalam mira.
February 5, 1981, morning general session, regional problems and elderly concerns. Testing, testing.
Good morning. Did you get good rest? It's good to see everybody ready and willing to start working. We'll have an opening prayer by AMRA person, Tommy Lee. She already tell you and ask you if you're happy. For myself, I'm happy this morning since we started this program a few days ago. I didn't know it's good to feel happy from inside, like when we have meetings like this, it's joyful to me. And when you're kind of sad, you feel heavy. My name is Tommy Lee. They call me Kutit Jack. Let's all pray. My real name is Marona. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have done for us. For us people that doesn't know anything and don't know how to work. You have been our monitor for quite some time, and we have found you as good helper, and you have given us this chance to be together, and we can't go without you today again, but we come to you humbly that you might guide us through you only. We want to do it. You can help us through you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Seem like we just put our clothes on and we can start again. Ready for the work today. We are trying to form a committee called Language Commission here in Kotzebue. And that's why I'd like to meet with the bilingual aides at lunch break. because if we have to put it in writing, we want it to be accurate. What it's all about is whatever is discussed in elders' conference, we can try to straighten it out, and if something is short, we can make it come out better. That's why I asked the bilingual people to meet with me so we can discuss about the committee that's formed here. What we talk about on Monday, I think the men folks understood that already. But for us women too, we got to understand what's going on. So we'll ask Ikharuk, this is Willie Hensley, to come up and give us a speech. He's working for NANA board and working with the Inupiaq corporations. And he is a president of Inupiaq Bank, what we formed a bank. In making our bank grow, he is the president and leading it how to make it grow. I have heard people say those people fly around with the money, our money, and spend it flying around. I've heard stockholders speak that way. That's why we have precedent with Willie and John Schaefer. They're trying their best to be leaders. And when they work so hard, and even myself, I feel sorry for them sometimes, because I hear people talking some ways like they're just spending our money flying around with it. But I know in myself that what they're trying to do for you people, they have a mind to make our money grow. Even something have to wait, seem like we're slow, even though we can do it quicker, but it takes time on some certain things. And when they speak to you about the money and what they're trying to profit, it's true, some of the things they do take time, even though it can be done right away. They try to look ahead first, how to make it work better. And they tell you the truth when they speak to you. How come it's like that? It's true what they try to do. So instead of just heeding what they're trying to do and just talking from behind them. It would be better if you just speak it out and tell right now. It would be much helpful to the board members. To us that's carrying the burden, it would be of help if you can speak it out instead of just talking about it from behind. I'm not telling only you people that's here, but I'm also telling every one of the stockholders if they're listening. They always travel quite a ways far away, trying to do the business right way. They have to travel and go far sometimes because they worry about your profit, how we're going to benefit more from it. That's why they travel a lot sometimes. And sometimes when you hear something good from people, you feel good inside and you feel like to do better job, and kind of makes you happy when you hear encouragement of what you're trying to do in your line of duty. That's why I say this and thank you. And what we're going to talk about today or decide on, we talked about that on Monday. Those people will come here and explain to you more. John Schaefer, Roland Booth, Billy Hensley, and Robert Mullen, and Johnny Schaefer is our leader, and he's here. Okay.
Robert is talking about, she said, this is their work. I do not do very much because I am getting old as you. So I have to ask for help, little help from the others. But we have to see what the white people see, and then the people that you back always see. This is how they do it. And this, so the business have to be in order or in a good running order. But I am up till now, but the old folks long ago, we have to do what they did. They had, when they have stories, they used to talk about rich man, and then there was poor parent, the ones with no parents used to do the work for them. But we should not talk about our presidents and the workers of Nana. We should not talk about them like that. But you folks, you older folks, we'd like to do what they... They would put us as the... And the worker for you guys. Maybe later on they will. We do all the work for you folks, but the weather, the place is different now, so they do not chop wood or take the honey bucket out right now. So we have to find out if you decide what would be the best for our grandchildren and descendants, like sweeping the floor or going to go get water. That is the kind of work we are doing for you folks. And when they started the Nana thing, they put some kind of sign for the Nana so everybody can see what it is. Not too close, eh? Okay. Now they have a sign for the Nana with buttons, or they want a button for our Nana sign. They are talking about that. So we can have... We have... Oh, okay. And we are to know what the native in your back can do, the way they're hunting, and we have to keep up what how they used to do. So we have, and we are gonna show you our flag, the Nana flag. It is white with Nana on it, and there's a man with a spear, and the names of the villages are Ambler, Buckland, Deering, Kayana, Kivalina, Kobuk, Kotzebue, Notag, Nervik, Selwick, Shumnak, and there's a caribou on one side, and there's the great hunter on the opposite of the caribou, and there's a chunk of ice or piece of ice on the right back of the great hunter. The great hunter's color is all blue, and then there's black lines on there, and it is beautiful with little black ribbons on each end. And he explain it, A, B, Ivsapa, Ambler, Buckland, Kanyami, he is dear, Nechak, Kayak, Yamit Kayena. Kivalinya meat and Kivalinya Sinyak is the impact name for it. Kubang meat is Kobak. Kikitaruk meat Katsubu. And then Napaktumid is no tag. And then Nirving meat is Nirvik. They live in Putu. And then Silving meat, Akulakami, Salwik. And but we call them Silving meat. Kuvo Kanyang meat. Sing na meat. They used to call Chungnag Nurvirak. And then it is Chungnag in English. And these are the villages that makes the whole flag. They should be like the one, that great hunter. There's a spear. That is our sign, the man with the spear. We will give you some pins before we have our meeting.
They are passing out a pin. John Schaefer, Roland Booth, and Willie Hemsley. This is a token for everyone to keep. And that's the pin they're passing out right now. Whichever way you want to put it on your clothes, you will use it. This is Robert Mullen. He said, thank you. And this will be a token, and you folks would keep that as a reminder that we are all united together. It stands that they will be able to stand and be united together. Stand firm like that jade rock. This is Will Hensley. My aunt is Unalekutak and Jesse. He pointed at her. He's speaking in Eskimo. You folks know my grandma. You people who live. My grandma is known Arak. Akpayuk. Lena Sowers introduced her grandma, real grandma, and when we used to live at Ikatok when I was a small boy. And in Katsabir. I went to school here, and I went to high school to Tennessee outside White people was telling me that if I go to school, you will learn and you will be good. You would live like white people. That's what they told me. Tennessee is a long ways out, 5,000 miles away. I went to college in Fairbanks, and I went to Washington, D.C. also to school. When I went to Washington, D.C., there's a lot of Indians, lots of Indians that go back and forth to Washington, D.C. For 200 years, these Indians were fighting against white people. The white people want the land from the Indians. That's what they were fighting over. When I returned to Alaska in 1966, here in Kotzebue, I came back in 1966. I didn't know anything till I came back. Alaska was state. They said federal government took the land, Alaska. When I came back, I worried so much, what are we going to do? What will we do about our land? That was my worry. I started thinking to myself that they won't take it, but how are we going to keep it? That was my worry. And Johnny Schaefer is here in the summertime. What are we going to do? You know, they started planning. I had to fight for the land.
So we organized NANA.
So we organized NANA. That's how NANA started. If we fight together, it'll be better. So we're fighting right now in Juneau, in Washington, in Anchorage, in Juneau, in legislature, U.S. Congress. We're fighting right now over there. But our land right now is large. That's all we have, 2 million acres. But our land here is business corporation, that's what holding it now. So to keep it, to keep the land, we had to make a process. We're working right now, business. We have to make a profit to keep the land, because if we don't, it's going to go. In the future, how are we going to keep our land? When John is not here and I'm not here, or so are the others are not here, how are we going to keep our land? The only way we're going to keep it is
if the people are in Quebec, they have to be in Quebec.
They have to know the
Lalaurmi way. And we're not ready right now. Our children are Nalaumis. They can't speak in Quebec. When they go to school, that's what they learned, English. They have no Eskimo in them. They're leaving. We send them to school and they're leaving. We don't know where. So we have a lot of work to do. Nothing is working.
We are educating them to leave us.
When we're educating our children, we are educating them to leave us. But we have to go both ways at the same time. You have to be in your back. And we have to know the Nalaumi way. Not to become a Nalaumi, but we have to learn to know the Nalaumi way. Don't get confused. So far it's not working the other way, the Nalaumi way. When these people turn to Nalaumis, they won't be living here in this land. They will be away. They're not living. They don't have the tools. They don't know enough to live off the land.
So they have to learn
both ways to survive in our land. You people here, you have it, what you call the Inupiaq spirit. Inupiaq way, you folks have it.
So that we can trust our own people.
Because we have a lot of responsibility for all of our people. And all of our land.
And if we make a mistake,
we might lose it.
So
you have to help us. And we have to start while our children are small. Show them the Nalaumis are not bad. They're just different. They're real good to themselves. But they want the money, the land, all the time they want it. So we have to educate our children both ways.
It's possible.
But if you have just Inupiaq spirit, it takes you a long ways. It took me a long way. I never forgot it.
But if they
Inupiaq, it's easier.
So you won't get confused
out there somewhere. Kuyanha, thank you so much. This is Roland Booth from Kotzebue. Maybe you folks understand our speaker this morning.
he's talking about Willie Hensley. It's really understandable. We could understand everything that he was saying. He wants you to understand and know why we turn to you folks and turn to you folks for you to understand. He was telling how he started out when he went to school, and we around here went to high school, but he went to Tennessee Longwood to go to university to learn. When he finished high school, he went to university in Fairbanks and to Washington, D.C. And when he was schooling over there, that these Indians were out forever fighting our leaders, trying to keep their land. That's what he learned when he was over there, when he was in school. He learned that, and he learned that when he came back in 1966, Alaska was not state. Before Alaska was state, he went, and then when he came back to Alaska, when he came back to Alaska, he understood that it was a state now. So when he came home, he tried to understand what was going to do to about our land. And that's why he understood that those people over there were trying to get our land. So that's why he learned to fight. He wanted the natives to have their land, because the government owned the land so that the natives could own the land themselves, that it's their own land. Especially when they're so when especially when they found out a lot of oil when they were drilling and other minerals in this Alaska land, and they're leasing the land from Juneau. So he understand that this land is our land, and those people go borrow and lease it from Juneau. They're it's just like when this is our land, and that they should ask us instead. And right now they're fighting our land, our leaders more, to try and keep our land. And now he's trying to do away the white people, that the government that owned the land. Alaska is real big in the map, but there's only few cities in the land. Right now, when this Inupiaq culture is fading away, after he see the Indians live over there in Washington, D.C., how they live, try to hold their land, he learned and understand. When he came home, he started to study and work on our land. And then they have this set in land claims in 1971. So they made it into business. Our government made it into business because it's their way. They want them to do it and let it be that way to us. And now we have to, and the only way to keep our land is to make business, only by business. And if our business should broke, if we lose If we have no money to pay everything, we'll be selling our land for sure. So this, it is run only by business and profit to keep our land, because we don't want to sell our land to pay our bill if we go bankrupt. Now, if we don't watch, if we don't take care, that's what they're telling us right now about. They want us to understand what the white man deal was. He said that all white people are now good, but that's all, they want money and land, because some people, white people, are good too. But all they want is money. They want money. Or if us being in UPAC, if we want to have money, if we want money, we might start selling our land too. That's why we want you to understand. We Eskimos, you in UPAC, and me. That's what he really want you to understand, what in your back. Yeah, no one will ever take that away from you, because you're an Eskimo and you speak in your back, and your children right now, even they're not real Eskimo, and they're not real Nalakmi. It's in between. That's why they have been drawn away by this white man culture. But in between, he wants you to understand, really understand, that we should that's how we want you to understand, to preserve our land and to keep it.
Our students today go to school from our Eskimo race, and then when they had enough of school the white man's way, they quit, they drop out. As soon as they find out and learn the white man's way, they quit school and go home. He already lived our Inupiaq life and seem like he gets frustrated because he left the Eskimo speaking parents at home and didn't learn to speak it. And he went out to schools and he find out how the white race, white society live. And from there, he don't know what to do. Unless we find out who we are, know our identity, they cannot do anything else. That's why what Willie went through, his experience, he's passed on to us this morning. Even though our job is small, if we unite together and work together, no matter how small our job is, our land, we're going to hold it forever. Make our children become Eskimo. Make them feel like Eskimo. Teach them the language. like what Willie went through at his early age. He went down to the States and lived white people's way. But he didn't forget his background, being an Eskimo. That's why he wanted you to understand and explain a little bit what it is to being an Eskimo and living in white society. And that's why I hope it's helped to you this morning. John Schaefer.
But I know what we're doing is good. You know that. I've been trained.